Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking news! Headline from CBS, truly historic if true, but it's CBS, so who knows? Israel poised to launch operation on Iran, multiple sources tell CBS News. It's rocketed number 3 news story in the nation, just 15 minutes that took. 17, if you want to be completely accurate. U.S. officials have been told Israel is fully ready to launch an operation into Iran, multiple sources told CBS News. U.S. anticipates Iran could retaliate on certain American sites in neighboring Iraq. And of course, we've been cleaning out our embassies and to some extent our bases, sending non-essentials home. This is part of the reason the U.S. advised some Americans to leave the region earlier Wednesday, CBS reports. The State Department ordered non-emergency government officials to exit Iraq due to heightened regional tensions, and the Pentagon has authorized military family members to voluntarily leave locations throughout the Middle East. So, sounds like it's about to go down. This coming, week after Trump thought we might get somewhere with Iran, and then the IAEA, UN Inspection Agency, broke that not only had Iran never complied with any of its nuclear disarmament agreements, but they had hidden from inspectors the enrichment of uranium and had been doing it on other sites that they had agreed in the deals not to enrich on. So this is where we are. The good news here is this really needs to come from Israel. It doesn't need to be our planes in the sky. We'll do it if we have to. Fine with that. But it needs to come from Israel. They are absolutely 150% completely morally justified in bombing Israel. In bombing Iran. Iran openly admitted to coordinating, arming, training, and doing the logistics for October 7th, folks. And what we cannot have in Israel or in America, because it's going to come to both places, is Hamas terrorists on hand gliders with nuclear material. So it's not just Iran having a nuke that's the problem here. That's completely intolerable. And when you look at the Houthis, again, hitting our container ships and hitting British container ships, 20% of the world's trade goes through the Red Sea. 236 attacks. Biden only responded to 3 and then barely. Many of those attacks were on our naval vessels. Okay, those were done by high-tech drones paid for by Joe Biden. Remember, we transferred them tens of billions of dollars that had been frozen under Trump, and then we said, hey, let's take the sanctions off. $300 billion total. That's where the money for all this came from. You're watching the Democrat Party in Iran merge. They're marching in the streets of America together. You throw nuclear fissile material in there, give it to Hamas. Oh, it's going to be on hang gliders. It's going to be launched at our Navy vessels by the Houthis. And China's going to help them weaponize it. Remember that article a few weeks ago, folks? All these stories are coming together. We are at war with China. For some reason, we keep hitting Russia. I'm not sure about that. I don't understand. But we're actually at war with China. We keep pretending we're not. It's the strangest thing. NATO comes up with any excuse to drop another bomb on Russia's head. But Russia has not attacked us with bioweapons. Russia has not smuggled bioweapons into our country. Russia is not trying to blow up our vessels. China is. China was doing the targeting for the Houthis. So put all that together and then imagine the Houthis with nuclear material. Dirty bombs. You can tip missiles with it. You can traffic it and proliferate it in all kinds of ways. It's just, I can't even, they cannot have nuclear weapons. And they not only cannot have nuclear weapons, they can't have enrichment. Not anymore. It's not even about the missiles or the weapons, or do they have the missiles yet, or that that's, we're not even there. We've got to take the nuclear material away from Iran. We will never see the end of it if we don't. I mean, Hezbollah is going to have it. Hamas is going to have it on hang gliders. You're going to see Houthis launching it with Chinese help at our naval vessels. It's got to end. So look, I'm glad Israel wants to do it. I'm glad it appears, I'm reading between the lines here, CBS not reporting this, that Trump is giving this a go. It'll be interesting to see if Israel has the tech to carry this out completely without our help. That's what I'd prefer. It needs to be really morally clear here. Who's doing what to who? Who's at war with who? But this is really historic. And we don't have a choice at this point. Like I said, Iran cannot have this material. I really genuinely hope in my heart. I don't want anyone to get hurt when we blow these facilities. Or they do, or whoever does. These poor Iranian people. I mean, they had a recent poll. 80% want the Ayatollahs gone. I mean, these poor people are slaves. They're trapped in their own country. You ever want something mind-blowing? Me and my husband and the kids, we were looking at pictures recently from Iran, 1950s, 1940s, 1930s, and you're like, wow, you cannot tell that the people walking around aren't American. Before the mullahs, before the coup, before the revolution, before the CIA sponsorship of all of that. And look, this is another country that cannot be allowed to merge with the Democrat Party. And they are. I've played you the audio from John Kirby, then spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitting, yeah, Iran's funding these violent Hamas protests. You mean the one where the Democrat Party grassroots is marching in the street? Yeah, those. Country's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. Texter writes, the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia will soon attack Iran. That's good news for the world. It's going to be interesting to see what form it takes. Texter writes, Israel has and have always had a plan to deal with Iran. The movement of non-essential American personnel is designed to get Iran's attention, showing them that we are serious and this is their last chance. Yes. Look, the problem that we have, though, right now is, again, in the last week, we have just learned a revolutionary thing, and that is this. They have never complied with a deal they agreed with, ever. They have always continuously enriched uranium and hidden it. So at this point, any deal they cut, it doesn't matter. They're not going to honor it. Texter writes, and I don't understand why we keep trying to do deals with China. All China does is break them anyway, plus the acts of war they keep committing against us. I'm going to dive back into that later on in the show, coming up at about 8:35, because there's a lot of stuff people need to understand with that as well. Texter writes, Israel controls our Congress. They will have Americans over. Israel doesn't control our Congress. They do have a strong lobby. I'll give you that, but no, they don't control our Congress. That's silly. Texter writes, the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia will soon attack Iran. It's good news, yeah, for the world. That's Texter writes, why don't conservative judges issue injunctions to counter the liberal judges? Fight fire with fire. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your point of view, nationwide injunctions are unconstitutional and our federal courts don't have authorizations for them, not at the district level. That's why you don't see conservative judges doing this. They can and they know it. That's why. Texture rates, the Trump's best looking and most productive first family we've had in a very long time. Nice having good, honest, normal, hardworking couple who love the country. Texture rates, hey, Tara, I'm going to rob a bank. And when the cops show up, I'm going to blame them for escalating the situation. Am I being a Democrat, right? Yeah, I'm glad you brought that back up. Is this the game? Foment the violence, cheer it on, celebrate it, and then threaten Trump with it. If the raids don't stop, we can't control what might happen. National Guard presence. If we are forced to look upon the National Guard, we might have to get violent, and then it'll be your fault.
No one asked for that help. You were talking about minor protests, but every time you do something like this, you provoke the population even further. They're angry because of the raids. They're angry because of the National Guard being here. And now they're really going to be angry if the troops come in. But even more important than that, what are they going to do? There is no reason for them to be here.
If folks, have you ever been at a political event or a peaceful protest? I've been at many times. And many times the group holding it will have security. They'll have security officers, usually off-duty police. Do you find yourself enraged when you see the officer standing there? See, because I don't get mad. A lot of times I thank him for his service. When you're being violent and somebody tells you you can't be violent, it makes you mad. And that's what the Democrats are doing here. That's a threat right there. That's what that is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Trump's rescission bill made it out of committee. It'll get a full vote from the House later in the week. This is a test, folks. It's actually kind of brilliant the way the Trump people did it. It's $9.4 billion, not a lot of money, but there are set relative to our disaster of a federal deficit. But there's 11 other bills behind it. Those are the ones I'm really curious about. But anyway, this first one is a test, okay? This should not be hard for any Republican. Every Republican in Congress should vote yes, because it defunds NPR and PBS, and it also defunds USAID. Now, you got these squished Republicans like Lindsey Graham who probably want to keep funding USAID. Otherwise, how could you have wars if you're not funding the enemy? That's what USAID was doing. They funded Hamas, Palestinian Liberation Operation. Yeah, it is an operation organization. And the Taliban. Taliban got $2.3 billion funneled from USAID. So, I mean, we can't have enemies if we don't pay them, right? Because they need money to get into wars with us. So we need USAID. Now you put USAID funding alone in front of Republicans, it'd probably fail because they're buffoons, a lot of them. But you tie it to NPR and PBS, and that's a primary challenger. It's a call for a primary challenger. It's a campaign commercial right there. Tie the two together, going to force them to defund USAID, I think. This is a test. Let's see if we can get this through the House and then the Senate. I think the hardest one's going to be the Senate, because they're not going to want to fund defund USAID. Again, that's how they funnel money to our enemies, particularly the Taliban. Syria, Al-Qaeda in Syria, they got $9 million for the takeover. Now they're threatening to kill, assassinate Trump. So see, I mean, you can't have enemies if you don't fund them. What are you going to do? That's what USAID's for. We are such a whack job country. Anyway, bottom line, Trump's trying to stop it. That's the first bill to go through. By the way, on that whole Al-Qaeda thing, it hasn't even been 6 months since we gave Al-Qaeda a country. Now, it's great. So they can do their training in, you know, private, in comfort now in Syria, which is great. They used to be on the run. Bashar al-Assad would kill them, but he's gone now, thanks to the Biden administration, and Al-Qaeda has their own country. So super exciting. They're going to try to kill Trump from there, apparently. Yeah, they just announced that 2 days ago on X, the world supreme leader of Al-Qaeda. Well, anyway, the new guy, the old guy is running Syria now. He had to step down from running world Al-Qaeda to run Syria. But anyway, we're told by Washington he's great and we should extend diplomatic relations. By the way, you know what's so crazy about that? Who just proposed extending diplomatic relations and recognizing Syria? This is the crazy part. That was Trump. Wait, what? Yeah, it was Trump. What? No, wait a minute. You know, that's right. He did that from Saudi Arabia a few weeks ago, didn't he? Huh. And they're repaying him by trying to kill him. Yeah, that's it. That make any sense to you? It actually does. Why? Because that was Saudi Arabia's ask. You're going to have to recognize our Sunni jihadist friends there running Syria. The ones who just announced they want to kill Trump. That's all the same people. Why would Trump do that? And I wanted to make this point. He did it to get the Saudis back on our side. Because if you're going to maintain people like Mike Johnson and John Thune and Lindsey Graham, and they're going to spend it to the level they do, you got to have a healthy petrodollar. Can't have a healthy petrodollar if OPEC doesn't demand that people first change into dollars when they buy oil. That was the purpose of the trip to Saudi Arabia. And that was their ask. Got to recognize Al-Qaeda in Syria, even if they want to kill you, sir. And he did it. Must have sucked. I knew what he was doing, though. Joe Biden, remember, had drop-kicked OPEC and spat in Saudi Arabia's face, but expected to somehow run the printing presses and have a petrodollar. And that was going to be a disaster. Trump had to shore that up. And he did, I believe, but at a terrible price. I bring all of this up. Why am I telling you this? Our foreign policy is whack because we run the printing press. So on the one hand, we're printing money. USAID's doling it out to Al-Qaeda in Syria. They're using it to take over. On the other hand, they're doling out $2.3 billion to the Taliban for their training camps. Nancy Mace finally took care of that, by the way. At least got the bill through the House to defund the Taliban. Didn't pass the Senate. We have to make deals with the devil because we print money like we do. You've seen Trump have to do some terrible things in recent weeks because of it. That was one of them. So I just wanted to point out to you, he extends, real diplomatic, recognition to Al-Qaeda, which now has their own country thanks to Joe Biden, and they threatened to kill him just weeks later. That's going to be a problem. Hope my kids don't have to go over there and pacify that country. But again, we wouldn't be here if we didn't print the money. But I didn't mean to go off on him. Tangent. And this is what we're dealing with right now with Iran. And by the way, the breaking news, CBS News, breaking that Israel is planning to hit Iran. I assume that means the nuclear sites. So that's going to be wild. That broke probably 25 minutes ago now. Everybody anticipated that. I mean, we're clearing out our bases of non-essential personnel. We're moving diplomats out and a lot of folks texting, hey, that's probably just a last warning sign to Iran. Like, if you wanted to give up your nuclear processing facilities, now would be the time to do it. But you can't trust them. So it's a mess. It's a mess. Okay. Anyway, I don't know when that will begin. But as Trump said last night, when he was asked by the reporter, hey, why are you clearing all these people out? He said, wait and see. So that to me sounds like it's a go. And the way CBS is reporting it, we'll see, but the way CBS is reporting it, it sounds like it's going to be Israel that does it. What level of coordination we have with them, is going to be an open question. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, and then the scary phase begins, which is the retaliation phase. There have to be Iranian operatives in this country because, hell, everybody came over the border under Joe Biden. There's Chinese operatives who could strike for Iran. There's Russian operatives who could strike for Iran. Oh, the Russians not going to do that. They're not stupid. Not with the mess they have going on. But, you know, with NATO, NATO would love that. But, you know, Chinese, we let China hit us all the time. I mean, maybe it's a Chinese operative striking for Iran or Iranian. I don't know. Retaliation is going to be interesting. That's why I hope we have as small of a footprint here as possible. But it's got to be done.
He started this. He should not continue to support violence. They should not be edged on and, you know, provoked in any way. And that's what the president of the United States is doing, to exert his power and to show that he's in charge and to show that he's going to get the numbers that he promised to get people deported. And
so the Democrats' argument goes like this. If we see National Guard, ICE officers, or even Marines, we will be provoked and we might get violent. Ergo, it's Trump's fault. They just have an excuse for their violence, don't they? You know what it reminds me of? When I was a crime reporter back in the day, I did an article on domestic abuse victims and their psychology. And I got to know a lot of them because they were always in line getting their police reports. And they were always in some stage of their stupid cycle. And it was a stupid cycle. He'd beat them. They'd call the police, couldn't take any more, fear for their life. But then, you know, they'd go get the report, find out when they were supposed to appear in court. And by the time it was over, and they were back on his side. It's like the abuse cycle with the Democrats. It's the same thing. They get violent. We send in forces to quell them. They blame us for their violence. That is exactly what domestic abusers do. Well, it was her, though. She made me get violent. She's really mouthy. Yeah, I mean, I had to look at her. And that made me mad. So I hit her. I hit the witch. Look, if she was just, I told her not to come home. I was mad. Then she made me see her and I had to hit her. Oh, they say crazy stuff. Democrats say the same things. They sound like the police reports for the male domestic abusers. I told her not to come home. I was angry. She came home anyway. I had to see her, so I hit her. What's wrong, officer? It's not me. I told her not to come home. Looking at her makes me mad. Looking at her makes me mad.
He started this. He should not continue to support violence. They should not be edged on and, you know, provoked in any way. And that's what.
Want to hear another version of it? LA Mayor Karen Bass.
No one asked for that help. You were talking about minor protests, but every time you do something like this, you provoke the population even further.
That's how domestic abusers talk. You provoked me. Well, what was she doing? Well, she was questioning why you hadn't paid the electric bill. See, the witch provoked me. I had to hit her. Her fault, officer. And then the Democrats say, well, you know, we'll stop beating you when the raids end.
I'm very proud to stand here with the mayors, the leadership of so many cities. But you should take note that the individuals that are here with me today are all leaders in their area. And we all stand in support and solidarity and call for the raids to end.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, remember what I told you yesterday. This is not about immigration, not primarily. That's a secondary issue. It's about the fact that Trump has hit the nerve center of the nexus of the merger between the Democrat Party and the cartels. And now I can really prove it this morning. Tom Homan, the deportation czar for Donald Trump. Folks, bear with me if you ride with me for all 4 hours. I got to get this through. This is talking points for the rest of the country. Rest talk radio. Okay, here's the thing. Stop calling it an immigration raid. That's not correct. Stop that. We're repeating their talking points. Stop saying they raided Home Depot. They did not. Home Depot parking lot was the staging area for the cartel raid. Do I have your attention now? Cartel raid? ICE has been raiding LA since the beginning of the year when Biden left. ICE has been raiding LA dozens of times in the last month. None of those provoked the outrage until this one. They unleashed their minions. Why this one? Because it was a cartel raid, not an immigration raid. They executed three warrants, all of them criminal, none of them immigration. And then the left went violent. Then the left went wild. Why? We're getting close to the nexus, folks. Take a listen. Here's Tom Homan explaining.
Were there public safety threats in the Fashion District and at that Home Depot in these raids we've seen?
Well, the Fashion District wasn't an immigration raid. It was a service of three criminal warrants at locations based on a large criminal conspiracy that ICE has been investigating. That has to do with money laundering, tax evasion, and customs fraud, where a company underdeclared over $80 million in goods, failed to pay $17 million in fees. And it's part of an overall conspiracy on numerous businesses. Some of this money is being laundered in Mexico and Colombia, the fund cartel activity. So this was a criminal investigation that they all responded to in the beginning. That's how it all started. But the facts never got out. Even though we put the facts out, the media didn't cover it. They just said immigration raids, and we're separating families and all the negative information we hear all the time.
Yeah, so these garment businesses were in Latino area, of course, because it's cartel controlled. And they're saying, oh, they're going after seamstresses. Listen to Gavin Newsom, lying governor of California, repeat the lie.
Federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van. They began grabbing people. A deliberate targeting of a heavily Latino suburb. Trump is pulling a military dragnet all across Los Angeles, well beyond his stated intent to just go after violent and serious criminals. His agents are arresting dishwashers, gardeners, day laborers, and seamstresses.
Seamstresses. Yeah, the kind that launder $80 million for the cartels. By the way, that money that needed to be laundered, what generated it? Human trafficking. See? The nexus, right there. We just hit it. We hit the nerve center. I told you this. They're not just going after illegals. They're going after the trafficking networks that the Democrats have set up as part of their merger with the cartels. That's where they got to launder all the money. This was not an immigration raid. The one they went wild over. Folks, again, who is the face of this? I would have made a mom who works in a hotel who's an illegal immigrant overnight, you know, nights or whatever. I would have made her the face of this. They didn't. Who is the face of this? Kilmar Abrego Garcia, human trafficker. They are most energetic about protecting the criminal element they have merged with. Why? That's who brings them their voters. Ken Paxton warned us, y'all. Remember, Attorney General of Texas. He said the Democrats, this is where I got the idea, have merged with the cartels. They have built extensive networks. They will do anything to protect them. And you are watching it right now in LA and the rage spilling out across the country. They thought Trump might send a few illegals home. He is ripping their illegal networks, their criminal networks to pieces.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
And that is what we just hit. And that is why they're going wild.
There is no vicious and violent mob in Los Angeles. The National Guard troops are doing absolutely nothing. The Marines are invisible and obviously doing absolutely nothing. And peaceful protesters.
Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence.
What does the LAPD think? Oh, you're going to love this. Whose side are they on? They're out there. Well, here's a hint. Here's their chief, Jim McDonald. What does he think?
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of...
Weird. He seems to think there's violence. He must be confused. Anyway, they've got an 8,500-member chat room that they talk in. LAPD, right? It's a huge police department. It's called Defend the LAPD. What is the gist of that? The UK Daily Mail got exclusive access. Despite what their bosses say, LAPD officers support the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard to protect federal buildings amid a wave of sometimes violent protests against the immigration raids, says the group. Members, listen to this. Look at how far the Democrats will go to protect their cartel friends. Members also expressed alarm at LA Mayor Karen Bass, a Democrat, for taking command of their control room, delaying the deployment of officers and putting federal agents and the public in danger. Remember when those poor federal agents were trapped, they were surrounded by liberal lunatics and violent illegal immigrants. They couldn't leave the building. A lot of them were afraid they'd burn it down. They called the LAPD for help. LAPD didn't come for 2 hours. Holy cow, that's got to be okay. So that's what they're saying in their private chat room. LA Mayor Karen Bass took control of their control room, delayed the deployment of officers. But that's homicidal. It's homicidal. Again, I've been explaining all morning, this raid, if you take one thing away from the show the last 2 days, they are lying about what this ICE raid was. This was ICE executing criminal, not immigration, criminal warrants on cartel-affiliated businesses in the garment district. They're looking for $80 million that was laundered. How is the money generated? Drugs and human trafficking. And the Democrat mayor is delaying the deployment at the LAPD to help the cartels. Damn! I mean, just, I'm so vindicated. I mean, you folks, Battleground America, this is me for 2 years. They're merging. They are merging with the cartels. The Democrats like violent henchmen. That's why they're merging with Hamas, Iran, cartels, China inside the labs. It's hard to say where our enemies end and the Democrats begin. Listen to this. They say the city has quietly defunded the LAPD since the George Floyd riots. And they accuse liberal media outlets of one-sided coverage while overlooking the threat that violent activists pose to cops and the public. Holy cow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.